It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
Yeah. It's your boy Sia. That's Sia SO on all social media networks. Sia _ SO on Snapchat.
And we got a guest in the building today. I like that. I love that.
Go ahead, introduce it. Listen, people know who you are. Like, I got random niggas like, oh, word, JP coming through.
Yeah, go man, what's good, man? It's your boy JP.
Finally, hey.
Finally here.
Can they find you on social media anywhere?
No.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
If you want to follow him at DJ Khaled on Snapchat. Okay.
No, because that's who the fuck.
Because that's who we got in the building. So be prepared for that for the next hour. Yeah, man. JP is up from Florida for my get together. That already happened for those of y'all who are listening to this now on Friday. It happened last Saturday. So we can't tell you about it because in real life, it didn't happen yet. So
yeah, we're doing this for, like I said, I'm going to be gone all next week. Me in Jamaica and shit like that, but we want to at least give y'all an episode.
On the Blood Clot Facebook.
Like our page on the Blood Clot Facebook, my youth.
So listen, y'all already know what it is. Go to officiallystreet.com for all things street official. Like us on Facebook, Facebook at facebook.com/officiallystreet. Follow us on Twitter at TOS_SO and listen to us every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, mm-hmm. Google Play, and all other podcast apps they have out there. So we got a dope episode for you guys. Y'all already know JP is in the building. You know, he's a loud nigga behind closed doors, but he's a quiet nigga in front of other people. Yeah. So let's see if we get him out his shell today. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he talks wild shit.
No, he talks wild shit. Wild shit. We're going to put him on blast today, though. We want to know. We want to see if he has the same energy. We want to see if he had the same energy.
I have enough drinks, so I'm chilling.
Yeah! And it's lit tonight. We going somewhere. I don't know where the fuck we going, but I got the lacing.
It's so, something.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I'm tight.
Anyway, what's going on? What's going on this week? Anything new so far that we could touch base on early?
I don't think anything crazy is happening. Unfortunately, if we speak about it now, my guy.
It's probably late, but
it's going to be irrelevant by next week, or people are going to be tired of hearing it.
Really, because... All right, so look, there's a couple things going on. Nothing too serious, but... Let me see. Something happened in France.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something happened in France. Yeah, another tragedy. So moving right along with 2016-66.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it was.
Some dude ran. I guess it was their Independence Day.
Yeah.
I guess their 4th of July. So they get like a big group of people. And some nigga came through with a tractor trailer.
Oh,
and just ran through the crowd.
God.
And I guess there was other people there with guns letting off in the crowd as well.
So it left, so far, according to the news, it's 84 dead, which includes 10 children.
Damn.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. So, I mean, rest in peace to all those souls lost. Prayers and blessings out to all the family and loved ones that were affected by it. Yeah, it's the year of the devil. I was talking to JP about it earlier. Like, there's no way around it. Like, we're 6 months in, and it's been like 15 tragedies.
Yeah.
We were actually going over them, and we forgot like three of them. That's how bad
it is. That's how bad.
Like,
we forgot like three major tragedies, like, just going over the rest of them. So it's wild, man.
So we got another 6 months of this shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Man. And then the other thing that I saw...
Nobody else.
The other thing that I saw, I don't know how true it is. I don't have any facts on it, but I think American Express is suing Lil Wayne. I don't know why. I have no idea, but whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll hear about it another time.
We'll follow up, I guess.
I read it somewhere on Twitter. American Express suing Lil Wayne. All right, cool.
Lil Wayne don't pay bills.
He does. Yeah.
That's very Lil true. Wayne he learned from his father.
So I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to lie. I saw his face in a headline, and I thought it was going to be like Lil Wayne passed away from...
I saw his face. I don't mean to say it like this, but I'm actually waiting for it.
No.
All the shit that you see him going through...
When I scrolled, it was like a thoughtful picture of Lil Wayne. Like, it was not him with weed in his... It was like a picture of, like,
smiling.
That you would use... Yeah, it was like a picture that you would use at a service. Yeah, yeah, like, and it was just like Lil Wayne, and I'm like, oh, shit. And it was like, sued by American Express. I was like,
it's still, shit.
But now, it's not all shit for me, so.
That ain't your pocket.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need, though, is for him to go. We spoke about that already. But JP, man.
What's good, man?
How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Nervous?
Nah. Glad to be here, though, man.
All right, so you know on the show we talk about our weeks, how our past week went, yeah. You know what I mean? So
we'll let you go, because we
kind of... let you go first.
Yeah, I know my week be boring, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now I got my kids, so it's like, you know, I shot up here for this real quick, and
that's what's up.
I go back, I have them, so, you know.
What you be doing with your life?
Chilling.
We got some questions for you, my nigga.
What's up? What y'all got to ask, man? What's up?
You're not just going to sit here like chilling.
we got some shit. Are you ready to start?
I'll plead the fifth on some shit, too.
You're like, going to have to.
I'm not answering everything.
You're going to have to.
I got some shit. Jay got some shit he didn't really share with me. But I guess. I mean, you want to start up?
You got the topics. I got shit.
We'll start up easy, right?
Move the mic like a little bit further back. I'm getting JP a lot more than I'm getting you.
Pause. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all just want your line is sharp as shit, my guy.
No.
I won't lie.
The lacing.
Lacing.
I was sitting in the chair, nigga, trying not to laugh, because every time I got flipped around, I was looking at JP, I was like, the lacing.
I like that,
nigga.
All right, man. All right, so let's start off slow with this.
Pause.
All right.
Watch your life.
Okay. All right. You're into basketball. Let's start this up. Throw you in a weird position. What's your... Wow.
Pause your neck. Pause. Hey. No, what's wrong
my
with
neck?
This nigga? Pause your neck.
Okay.
Pause your neck.
All right. Your favorite basketball player?
Of all time?
No, right now.
Oh, LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah, LeBron.
Okay. Favorite basketball team?
Oh, I'm a Knicks fan.
Right now?
You see Melo balling out there lately?
What's your favorite...
Watch yourself.
What's your favorite team right now?
The Knicks always gonna be my favorite.
Okay,
team.
Cool. Okay. Nah, I was gonna kick you out.
No. The Knicks are my favorite team. LeBron, I like to watch LeBron play.
Bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Favorite player all time.
Iverson.
Bet.
Yeah.
You real? Mm-hmm. Shout to Sebo.
You real? Yeah. Sebo will fuck with you. Sebo was just like.
But he won't. But he don't fuck with the Knicks though.
Yeah,
he don't fuck with any team though.
I don't fuck with the Knicks too.
Yeah.
Like there's some days I'm just like, you know, I should just give up.
Now,
like,
as a Knicks fan, none of us fuck with the Knicks sometimes.
Yeah.
We're gonna fuck with them next season.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if Rose could stay healthy and you know, now we got Noah, but he only played like 20 something games last year. So if he could play, you know what I'm saying, like 60, 70, the same for Rose. I think they could go far.
Listen, can y'all at least wait for 20 wins before y'all start the Knicks tape shit?
Don't do that. Only Knicks fans could talk about 20 wins.
Now, as soon as we win our first game, it's Knicks tape.
Once we won and they're ready to go.
It's Knicks tape all over the timeline.
First W is like Knicks tape, my nigga.
Yeah, all day.
Finals.
I won't lie, I think I see y'all going to the playoffs though.
The chip is ours.
I can see y'all.
Not even I think the Knicks will go to the Eastern Conference. Who else you got in the East? It'll either be them or Boston, realistically.
And if Boston get Westbrook, oh my God.
Yeah, if
Boston get Westbrook, that could get ugly too. So
I would love to see the East competitive.
I just want to see this shit be competitive.
I would love it.
Because LeBron keeps breezing his way through.
Like, regardless, they're going to, you know what I mean? They're going to go there again.
Yeah, but they can make it tough for
them. At least it can be not a sweep every fucking round.
Yeah, like, I'm tired of seeing another sweep.
I know people that stopped watching the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I won't lie, I did too. And so when, all right, well, guys, wait a few days for the Western Conference, I'll wait for that.
Right.
I'm cool with that. Because you already know. Like, even when them niggas lost to the Raptors, I was like, okay, they're going to come back
and
just spank these niggas real quick. People was gassed up. I was like, no, don't get gassed.
Yeah, don't get gassed up.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All right. So, is LeBron better than Jordan at this moment? Or do you see him being better than Jordan? You know, something along those lines, since he gets that comparison a lot.
I don't know. I don't think he's better than Jordan right now. I mean, it's hard to beat 6-0 in the finals. Like, he's damn near undefeated. Mm-hmm. I think his overall skill set, I think, is better than Jordan's.
He's more athletic.
I think LeBron is the most skilled player I've ever seen.
That nigga is what? How tall is he?
He's six. Who, LeBron?
Yeah,
6'8".
6'8", like 250.
Yeah.
So that nigga,
he's a powerhouse.
The one thing though that nigga needs to stop doing, I laugh when he tries to be like Kyrie. You ever see that nigga when he starts dribbling?
Like he trying to I've never seen him try to cross nobody over.
I see him up on the top, like dribbling and all that shit.
He'll do two between
the
legs.
I'm just like,
and then he'll pull up. That's what he does.
Yeah,
he'll do two between the legs and then he'll pull up.
But I'll be laughing. I'm like, LeBron,
Yeah. Because I've seen this nigga slip up, like, all right, I'm going to bop this nigga. It's like, oh, yeah. I've never
seen him try to cross nobody over. Like, all right, since like 2003.
Just run this nigga over, go into the lane. All right, so.
Maybe in 03, he could cross somebody
over. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
That nigga just got too big. Like, he just, he went another. All right, whatever. Yeah. Go ahead, put somebody in a weird position again.
Yeah.
All right.
It's lit.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to watch my life this episode.
All right, please do. The world is listening.
Is he better than Kobe?
Absolutely. LeBron is better than Kobe.
It's by a landslide?
He did say, like, he said.
You said by a landslide. Not by a landslide.
He said absolutely.
I don't think it's. Think about it. Kobe got what? 2 finals MVPs. LeBron got 3. Mm-hmm. More MVPs. I give Kobe, like, you know, the finals. His finals record is obviously better, but I don't think his skill set nowhere near LeBron's. Even as great as he is.
Well, the skill set, but career wise. Cause the skill set is like you put in 2 whole different.
Yeah, but he also got how many years he also got on LeBron?
Yeah.
If you put LeBron at 20 years and you put Kobe at 20 years, and that's why LeBron's he's gonna pass him.
You're right, and that's why I never like these comparisons right now.
Probably not rings. I don't see him passing up.
I
see LeBron maybe getting
more accolades, like more,
but I don't
more stats.
I don't count LeBron out no more because I didn't think he was going to win this year. And I like,
oh no, I won't lie.
That's true.
Once it was 3-1 and people were calling me, I just stopped answering.
Yo, I know you was going through it.
Oh my god.
Yo, but that's really why I hate these comparisons right now. I feel like let LeBron finish his career,
and then
let's do the comparisons because LeBron got time left.
Yeah, that's true.
He got time to be better and he got time to be worse. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like.
We're not gonna see.
I think they probably just match his
anytime soon.
No, exactly. But it happens.
You probably just match his 12 years up
right
against Kobe's 12 years, Jordan's 12 years.
Exactly.
And his
because everybody, you know, everybody has a decline. You don't expect it until it happens. Like,
yeah, that's true. This shit just Kobe would fall off that hard.
Bad. Yeah, bad. Like,
it got rough to watch Kobe after a while.
But that was injury after injury. Like, after that nigga was just out there.
But Kobe, but it's also like Kobe seemed unstoppable at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, if somebody was like, listen, Kobe's gonna fall off, he's gonna average 13 a game, you'll be like, fuck out.
It's the same thing with LeBron right now.
That's true. Yeah, that's
true. You can put that nigga up against any team and he's just gonna run through them. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, it's true.
I feel like just let him come to the. I won't even say the peak because I feel like he made it there at this point. Mm-hmm. But I feel like let him come to some sort of plateau. Let him get to a point where it's like, all right, we see LeBron being consistently either not getting better or worse or whatever, and then we start comparing it. Like instead, because right now he's still peaking. It's like, all right, of course everybody's gonna be like, yo. Of course he's better than Kobe, but it's like, all right, is he better than Kobe was in his peak? You know what I mean? Is he better than Jordan was at his peak?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, you know, I want the career. We got to put it up career against career. But you can't do that because LeBron never finished his.
Like you said, the skill set. Kobe is definitely a better scorer
than
Bron. Yeah. But Bron brings everything else.
Yeah.
Kobe was nice on defense as well, but...
Yo, LeBron is a powerhouse. He'll drive the lane and niggas just move out the way or he's going to move it. Like, there's nothing. He's like a cheat code. That's what he is.
He's a cheat code. Like, yeah.
You hit a turbo button or some shit and he's just going to
on fire.
Run through you. Yeah, he's just going to run through
you. Remember that shit?
You know what LeBron, you know what LeBron needs, though? He just needs that ignition. When you see him focused, like when he really get focused, when they hot, there's no stopping him. Yes, when he gets discouraged and the rest of his team is not doing anything, he throws his hands up. It's
see,
like,
that's
well, I
what
can't
I
do
love
this
and
shit.
That's
about
that's funny because that's what me and Drew were talking about too. Like,
he
if
do
he,
it, like,
if his players are not doing anything, LeBron is like, fuck
up.
If y'all don't want to play,
like,
I don't want to play either.
I can't
either.
Do it by myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he just came out there every day and gave it 100%, he would just dominate every day. He would dominate.
But his game isn't dominating the way Kobe or Jordan did.
I was just about to say,
his dominating, he needs players. He likes to pass the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Those two, you could put Kobe and Jordan out there and be like, oh, we're down by 10.
Yeah.
And they're going to come
because they could score 40, 50
like
that.
This,
and I think that's why people be like, oh, he's not better. Which is still not right to say because, like I said, you got to let him go through his career. You know what I mean? But that's why people be like, yo, Jordan's still better because you could count on him to bring you back down 12. Yeah, you know what I mean? Or whatever the case is like.
But again, Bron could still do things that
he could if he tried, though. He's letting... I don't think that's his physical. I don't think it's a physical thing. He could do it. Yeah, it's just like he's relying on the energy of the rest of the team.
I just don't think that's his game.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. And it's then not. You know what else it is?
He can make it his game, though, I feel like.
I spoke about this a while back. I think Bron has too much in his head. Yeah. I think he's too worried about, like, all right, if I try to take this clutch shot and I miss, I'm going to have to hear all the backlash.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, if I miss this, I miss these free throws or whatever, I'm going to get the backlash. I think he has a lot going on in his head.
We got
to
understand, though, is Kobe got backlash. Jordan got a lot of backlash,
too. But it's not as bad
too.
Because they... Twitter.
No, it's Twitter. It's social media.
Like, no, you're right. You're right.
They got that ESPN backlash and sports niggas talking like,
You're absolutely right.
Is now...
Everybody getting that shit.
Yeah, Bron, he can have a fucked up game.
Sink or swim. Everybody getting that shit.
He's going to go on
Twitter.
Not
as bad as LeBron, but everybody's getting that shit.
I don't know. KD's getting that
shit. No, he's getting... I was just about to ask.
But that's what I'm saying. But KD, he deserve it, though. Sometimes right niggas deserve it. LeBron deserved it when he moved to Miami and got on ESPN and was like, I'm taking my talents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And KD deserves it. Wait, now
was that Khaled or was that
LeBron? Was that LeBron's voice?
JP got me feeling like I'm Triple H.
I completely missed that special.
No, when he said that, I was just like, Khaled was there?
This nigga Khaled JP, took his talents.
This nigga JP don't know. He don't know if he's Triple H or Khaled. This
nigga, I like that.
The first time, yeah, when he was like, I like that. And then the other time he was like, I'm going to see you. And I'm like, yo, you going to put me in the fucking, you going to put me in a wrestling move, nigga?
Yo, he's going to hit you with the pedigree, my
nigga. Nigga, you going to pedigree me with the table right now?
Yo, the first time he did that shit, so we was driving. I think he was talking about YG's album. And he's, I was like, yo, how you feel? He's like, I like that. And I was like, a word, he's like, I love it.
I remember.
Like, huh? I was like, nigga, you watch Khaled too much. He's like, yes.
This nigga be like, I remember.
I just think that shit is hilarious. His shit is hilarious. So I'm like,
I don't follow that nigga.
I don't follow him because he just got predictable, but I won't lie. Fucking with him, I'm about to go follow Khaled again. I'm probably missing out on some laughs.
Hold on, I thought nobody could find you on social media.
Oh yeah, I'm on Snapchat though.
Oh, what's your Snap?
O-Change. O-C-H-A-N-G-E.
All right, what's O-Change? The fuck is that?
So
I'm asking for a friend.
That's an old name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right.
Everything I ask, I'm going to say I'm asking for a friend because I know, but the listeners don't know.
All right. I got one more easy question that I could let you go off.
I don't have no questions. I got one question.
All right. This one's easy.
Is this a rap question?
No. I'm actually saving that. I'm saving the rap shit probably for like the end. All right. Get easy. Top 5 sneakers if you have.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm really not a sneakerhead like y'all.
You're wild. How many pairs of sneakers you got?
I have a whole bunch of sneakers. No. I just really like I don't know. I'll give you my favorite sneaker of all time. It's the 11s, the Concords.
I bet.
Okay.
After that, I don't know. I have a couple favorites.
We can live with that.
That's what's up.
Everything else is like 2 to like 3, 4. They're all equal after the Concords.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Top 5 celebrity bitches that you would want to take down.
Whoa. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Rihanna.
Okay.
Word?
Dylan. You said Rihanna. Come on, you gotta have more than that.
Nah, damn.
All of the, anybody. It could be movie stars, music, it could be whatever.
Rihanna's there. All
right.
It don't have to be any order. Just 5.
Come on, son. Megan Good.
Okay.
Damn, this is hard. Rihanna, Megan Good.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to think. Sin Santana.
Okay.
I fuck with you.
That's a different one. That's a different one.
No, I'm trying to think like who I usually like. Jay, when I was on the gram, who I put on.
Are we going to do that to ourselves?
What he said?
Listen, hey.
You got.
I actually have.
Who's
your
five?
Help
me out here. All right. Rihanna, Megan Good, Sin Santana. Damn.
I couldn't think of it. It don't have to be that crazy. Like, if I had to think, I don't really have a top 5 either. I got a couple.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Those are like you know.
I won't lie. As soon as we
I got a couple celebrity
crushes. I just don't want y'all to name one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. You can.
No, all right, look, I'll run through mine real quick. All
right.
No, I won't. There's no particular order. Sanaa Lathan.
Okay.
Is up there. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
She's my 4th one. Go ahead.
We'll fight to the death. All three of us.
She's number 1 on my list. She's number 2, so you don't care about her.
I said no particular order.
I win. No.
Okay.
No, I win.
All right. Lauren London.
Oh, I'm bugging. And that's my five right there. Lauren London.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Right. Yeah.
And then Megan Good, Rihanna.
I won't lie. And Sin Santana.
I had a toss-up between Megan Good and Lauren London, but I was like...
I just like Megan Good longer.
Gotcha.
That's it. Yeah, okay. All right. Four, Vintage Vagina, Nia Long.
Okay.
Not Nia Long. From back in... I mean, even now, she's still like... Yeah. I'm like, oh, all right. Okay. And number five... I won't even lie. No, I'm not even going to say all that. Number five, Sin Santana.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to wild out, but I forgot my wife does listen to this shit from time to time. So.
Yeah, nah. I don't know. I don't have like five. All right, so I would say Scarlett Johansson, Eva Mendes, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, she has a little white girl.
Shit. I like Jessica Alba too, to be honest with you. The Jessicas.
I didn't expect this list from you.
I do right. The Jessicas. I don't know, I like white girls.
That's what I was saying. I didn't expect this, but okay.
Who else? No, I'm different, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think of another one. You know what? I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna say Megan Good. She's always like been on the list, but then she kinda like fell off after a while because she kinda I don't know. She lost her luster. Like, Biker Boys Megan Good, for sure.
Right.
But then she kind of started to just be like, you know, boring Megan Good. I don't know.
And she was always bad, but I guess other chicks just got bad.
I guess that's my five.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
if I had to go off the top of the dome, I guess that's my five.
Okay. Didn't you have something similar to this one?
I don't remember.
All right, I'll throw them on the bus. Top five Twitter chicks that you would want to take down.
I'm not doing that.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I never said that. I don't know where that came
from.
I threw out because I knew that he would please.
I never said that.
I told you that some shit I'm not going to answer.
I just want to see this nigga like, you know what?
No. I don't want any you think you're funny? Like, not doing it.
I do have a question that I know you're not going to answer.
What?
That nobody knows. That everybody wants to know.
Not going to answer it.
You're not going to answer?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to ask you.
What's up?
What do you do?
I'm not going to answer.
I won't lie.
Here go this
Yo, thing. Niggas hit me up all the time, and I'm like, first of all, why are you concerned about this nigga's pockets, first of all? And second, it's just like...
They put the Stevie J face on. I want to know.
Yeah, yo, I mean... Like, shout out to my guy, Eddie. Like, he be hearing me talk about it. He's like, what does he do for a living? I'm just like, my guy, just...
No, niggas be surprised.
He's a cool dude.
No, I keep it a buck. Niggas be surprised. I be like, I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. They be like, come on, you can tell me. I be like, no, I'm being dead serious. I literally ask this nigga every day, and I couldn't tell you.
I don't even bother.
He be like, you his friend.
I don't bother. Like, I do have niggas hit me up like, what? Yo, I always see this nigga, he... Right, I'm not gonna put your business.
I'd just be like, hey,
no, I don't, yeah,
let's not do that.
I don't have anything. You're not gonna do that.
Like you said, I don't have shit.
Oh, shit. All right, do you have any questions for us before I move on? Because after this, all I really have is just like the hip hop conversations and shit like that.
Nope, let's get into the hip hop conversation.
Okay,
it's about to get crazy.
No, he was OD ready. Said, no.
Let's go.
This
come on.
Said, no.
He was OD ready.
He said, no, Eminem.
Do you have anything before we move forward with this?
Nah, man. How you liking Florida?
I like Florida a lot, actually. Yeah,
it's different. I do have some questions. Like I said, asking for a friend. Where you from?
Originally from Spanish Harlem.
Bet. Mm-hmm. How long you lived there?
I was about 12, and then I moved to the Berg.
Word.
The Berg.
How long was you in the Berg?
Like 14 years, 13
God
years.
God damn.
Mad long. Too long.
I can't even say shit because I moved up here around the same age as you.
How long you been here?
Huh? Nigga, I came up here when I was 12. So, my nigga, this is going on what? 15, 16 years?
17.
Yeah.
That is a
nigga.
Minute.
That's why, nigga, that's why I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
You see why so I was fast? So eager to dip to Florida?
My nigga,
I've been here 11.
That's a minute.
So compared to y'all, yeah. 11 is a long time. For me, I feel like I've been here forever. It's a long fucking time.
My nigga.
I don't know where I want to move. So you in Florida now.
Yeah.
You chilling there.
I don't see
yourself really moving like that
Not
again.
For a while. Nah, not for a while.
But. If you wanted to move, where would you go?
Cali.
Shit.
Cali. God damn. Yeah, I couldn't make that move, man.
bread, right?
It is bread, but it's so different. Like, when I went out there, son, like, I was sitting there like, yo, them Mexican niggas that you be seeing with the top button and everything else open.
Yeah,
them niggas,
tattoos.
Them niggas exist.
No, they do exist.
Them niggas exist. Like, I was out on Venice Beach, and I was walking, and a nigga came, like, he was walking towards me. I moved the fuck out of his way. I was like, yo, my bad. You got it. Okay.
I don't know. I just want to see how it is out there. Like, you know.
Yo, it's definitely different out there. You know? It definitely is different. I'm sure Florida is the same way. I mean, I've been down there, and it's different, too, but.
Yeah, Florida's kind of different. It has its areas, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to head down there hopefully a year or two.
I don't know where I want to move. All right, man, let's talk hip-hop. I'm ready. I'm chilling.
Nah, Jay's OD excited.
You know why? Because Jay got somebody that's going to back you right now. I'm ready.
Every guest that we had up here, Loco, yo, you're top five.
I'm last.
Always.
I've had to watch Jay be quiet for a couple episodes when everyone is like,
I don't be going off like that. But all right, man. Go ahead and name off your top five, man.
Like, personal, my top five?
Yeah, this is your top five.
This is your personal top five.
Eminem.
Whoa.
Hove.
Oh, I actually had something else I wanted to ask before that. But go ahead.
Nas. Banks.
Whoa.
Number five, I don't know. There's a couple that fall into number five. 50, Cam, T.I. I'll probably throw Cam in there.
Cam, too? You really are a hauler.
You're OD.
I love Cam, but that thing is not in my... I think he might be in my top 10.
Nah, I was listening to Purple Haze the other day. Come on, it's not... Purple Haze was...
Nah, that album is...
Purple Haze was a classic, but I mean...
Come Home With Me was even fire, too.
Come Home With Me was fire, too, yeah.
I fuck with both of them. You know what I mean?
I just feel like there's other people that you can put up there. DMX. DMX is my fifth. You know what I mean?
X is cool.
Yeah, well...
Cam is a better rapper than X.
Cam is a better rapper than X?
I think Cam is a better rapper than X.
Listen, X had a solid 2, maybe 3 albums.
Yo, I don't
His like first his, two, I'll give you what, his first two are, you could probably say classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Cam got 2 classics, is what you're saying.
I like Cam's classics. It's not like you put Cam.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I can listen I like to Cam's today.
Like, their best albums, I would put Purple Haze against, what was the first one?
It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
Yeah, those are kind
of
even.
That's going to be hard for me, but if you were to say Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, I'd listen to...
You put that one ahead of the first one?
No. I'm saying, I say his first album and his second album, those both are classics.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But his second one to me was... X I went back like, and listened to it, and I was just like, yo, this is still good. But
I liked Flesh of My Flesh. I don't think it was better than It's Dark and Hell of Hot. And I don't think it was better than... It may not have been better than Purple Haze either, but I don't...
But It's Dark and Hell is Hot, that's... That album?
I'm telling you, man. I don't know.
I still listen to that album.
I do too.
What? Man.
I just can't get into... Like, Cam... Those first two albums was fire, but Cam got two... Roly poly oly for me. That's the only thing.
I hear that.
I mean, he could rap, but then he just stopped rapping though.
But then you know what, Cam.
Cam's always had his moments though.
Yeah,
like he has had his moments.
We was just listening to the Oh Yeah shit, and me and JP was just like, yo, this nigga still hasn't lost.
Oh yeah. I just feel like, he's off. He's kind of off of that roly poly oly shit.
Yeah,
though.
But he's still talking that fly shit.
Yeah.
Cocky as ever.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I was like, once that started happening, I was like, it started turning me off.
What about
the same shit started happening when DMX got way too religious for niggas. Like, it started turning me off too, because it was kind of like, all right. Like, Lord Give Me a Sign came out, and I was like, okay.
You know what it is? To me, X music, after a while, it just didn't hit the way it once did.
You know what's the problem? Once people start changing, it's a wrap. People start judging. People start hating.
But
you know
didn't
what I mean?
Really change that much. I think it's just the time changed.
Yeah.
Because X was still rapping about murdering niggas and... You know what I mean? All this wild shit doing the religious thing. Because he did that on the first album.
He did.
But it's just the times changed. So, like, you go to listen to, like, what's that, the Grand Champ shit. And it's just like, all right, my nigga, this, you still rapping about the same shit you did.
Yeah.
It's like everybody else progressed but DMX. Yeah. Like, well, everyone in his class.
I mean, nigga's still a legend.
I still think Fab is the only nigga that really could keep up with every time.
Oh, yeah.
With every every era. Like, this nigga has kept up with every era. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been an era he missed. What era did he miss?
Yeah, that's hard to do.
He hasn't missed an era.
Because you start seeing people Fab's age, rap, they trying, just look crazy.
They look crazy. Fab, like, and this nigga still looks 27.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, this nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I give it up to Fab. Fab, people put Fab in their top five, I really can't argue. Because it's just like, all right,
he's in my top
he may not
ten.
Have the albums, he may not have all that, but it's like, this nigga, he's been forever consistent.
I always say him and also Wayne, too. Like, Wayne isn't in my top five or top ten. But I see why people put him there. Because Wayne's run, his run was crazy. Yeah. Like,
oh, ridiculous.
So
that's just like, I can't argue you with Banks. Because Banks is also in my top 10.
Banks, my guy. Everybody Banks is just
he's a dope rapper, man. He's a dope rapper.
Is.
Like, he's just a dope rapper.
But again, if you go to like albums, to me, I think he has like two good albums. I thought the Rotten Apple was just kind of okay.
I actually thought the Rotten Apple was underrated.
I loved Hunger for More. That was my shit.
Both of them, one and two, they're both dope.
I think when 50 was involved with Banks, the shit was lit. Mm-hmm. Like, it was lit.
Yeah.
I think it was lit.
I guess.
Nah, it's not taking no credit away from Banks at all.
Before we get to that argument, that is going to happen.
and I'm going to keep it real. I'm gonna enjoy this. Because I've had the argument with you. I'm going to just sit and let JP go off.
Oh, I know. I'm
going to jump in every now and then.
You see, it's not fair because I see Sayid here with these. Let me tell you something.
He got notes. I know.
No, look. His note game. These are questions.
His note game.
These are all questions.
I did not prepare the way he did. I see bullet points and all this shit.
It's questions. That's it. Look, those are. Look,
he got parentheses and some shit.
Those are three questions. Nigga. That's all it is.
He got brackets.
He's backing out of notes, going into more notes.
Prepared, all right?
Alright,
man. So how do you feel about hip hop today?
Man, I don't know. After that shit you was playing me in the car, man.
I played the
he played the whole the XXL. I didn't know who any of these guys were. I knew Kodak Black. Obviously, I live in Florida.
Yeah.
Dave East.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Dave East.
Designer. And that was it. I didn't know any of the guys. I didn't know like Yachty or what's the
Anderson
name?
Pack.
Uzi
Vert. Yeah, Uzi Vert.
So he's playing all these guys and they freestyles
Savage
in the car.
And all that.
I don't know. That's the.
It was bad.
These guys suck.
Did you see that?
Okay.
Did you see that sign? that was JP speaking.
Said these guys are ass.
They're horrible. Did you hear it at all, Jay?
I didn't hear it. Nah, I heard the original freestyles that they did. Yeah. Like, I heard the first Dave East, the first design of the Timmy Turner shit. I heard the first Kodak. I didn't even see an Anderson .Paak freestyle or Anderson .Paak. Is it .Paak or .Paak?
I think it's .Paak. I was listening to Schoolboy Q interview, and he said .Paak. Yeah. I've heard people say Pac,
so whatever. Anderson P. I didn't see his, and I listened to Uzi Vert, and I was literally like, yo, this is... Just gotta go.
I did that with like Kodak Black.
So
like,
they got some new shit then?
Yeah, they do like a cypher now. Where they get like a group.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, but they get like a group of dudes. They rap over a beat. Like, they did Dave East and G Herbo.
Okay.
That one was dope. Even G Herbo, I was just like, okay.
G Herbo actually spits.
Which
like he's
that?
From up north.
He's from Chicago.
Okay, right. So
his shit was
from the West,
all right.
But still.
He was on Dave East's
at least it's Northwest. Site.
Dave East went the fuck off, but they had a cypher with Yachty, 21 Savage, Uzi, I don't know, just all them niggas that look all alike.
Kodak and...
Denzel Curry. He was actually all right.
I don't know.
You see, I was telling him, I'm at...
That was the first one I started rapping?
Yeah, he was
the one that was
all right.
He was pretty good.
I'm at an age now, man, that I try to understand shit. I don't want to be that old head that's just like, yo, none of these niggas is J, none of these niggas is M, none of these niggas is Nas, I don't want to fuck. I want to sit and be like, all right, let me see what it is about these niggas.
I'm the same way.
But they got to show
skill. But if they whack,
skill.
They whack.
If they whack, like, I give them, like, one or two songs.
Like, I don't want to get off topic, but I was listening to the A Boogie dude today. Mm-hmm. I heard, like, one record from him in the past, right? And it was like, all right, he sound like everybody else. That's the only thing I didn't like. He from the Bronx.
Yeah,
cool.
I was saying he's from the Bronx.
I support that. That's why I was like, yo, I'm going to give him a shot, right? And I listened to, like, we heard, like, 5 or 6 different records today. And I thought it was dope. But the thing I don't like is that he does sound like everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing that's whack. Like, when I listen to it, I feel like I'm listening to Dej Loaf. Like, I'm listening to a male Dej Loaf. But this is the thing. The difference is, I think the songs are dope.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, it's not like I'm opposed to the new shit. The thing is, like, I don't like the fact that the shit sounds like everyone else.
I'll tell you what, though. A Boogie can actually spit. Like, he was on Flex's shit. And he was actually going off. Like, I was expecting this nigga to be like, all right, he's going to go on just like how he sounds on the record. And he was actually spitting some shit.
I know he's kind of popping up north because a couple people that I know in New York, they, like, really fuck with
him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. All right, let me go back to what the fuck I have here. Sorry, right, we kind of already spoke. How do you feel, like, the direction is going? Do you like it? Do you see anything changing? Do you see niggas trying to bring lyrics back? Or you think it's just, that shit is out the window now? Like, it don't matter anymore.
I mean, for right now, it seems like that shit is out the window. Because the new guys that are spitting right now, they're not even getting the attention of these guys that are...
That's true.
They're just like... Like, look at, like, Dave East.
Yeah.
He's better than all of them.
Yeah.
But he's not where... I don't hear his name like a Uzi Vert or... You know what I'm saying? Nah. So it's like...
And it's unfortunate because... Dave East be dropping shit like weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't get on Twitter and not see new Dave East. East mix. You know what I mean? When he's rapping over other niggas shit and killing them.
Right, right. I don't know, man. I think those days are like the... That shit seem over
think,
for right
I
now.
I think it's over.
I mean, you do got like the Kendrick and yeah. The... Like, those are the big dogs that spit.
But they're like the new guys. They're like the minority now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the minority. It used to be the other way around. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is... These trends, they all go around the full circle. So at some point, it's going to come back in style. At some point.
It just seems so far.
It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be
because
anytime
you know what?
Soon.
It's been a while because, like, in the 2000s, we had the street shit. We had, you know, New York going the fuck off. And then the Snap shit came through.
Right.
And after that, the South was just moving.
Yeah.
Like, you had Cali come in for a little bit, Midwest and all that shit. But then the South just kept booming.
That shit kind of started with Little John, doesn't it? Right?
That's crazy. Nah, you're not lying. I mean, you had your Ludacris.
Yeah, it kind of
Ludacris was
spitting. Ludacris was spitting. Yeah. It did kind of start with Little John, and then it went into like Ying Yang Twins and D4L. It started getting crazy.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy, and then it was a rap. After Soulja Boy, then it was just like, okay, now niggas listen to Soulja Boy records. And it's popping.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, niggas agree. Listen to Superman and it's popping when they turn that shit on.
Yeah.
When Superman first came out, yo, niggas was like, who is this? Who the fuck is this nigga? Like, and then it started to just catch on with everybody. Like, now everything is a dance. Then you had Chicken Noodle Soup. Then you had people from up north. Then you had DJ Webstar. Like, people from up north trying to adopt the style of having a dance.
But at least they were doing something different.
But this is my thing, though. It still went full circle. Because back in the day, everything was a dance. It was the Tootsie Roll.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It just goes in a different direction, but it still goes full circle. There was nothing but dances back in the day. And people was wearing skinny jeans, bright pants, and all that shit. Just, it was the 70s, you know, and it was bell bottoms and afros. And now everybody is like now everybody got like the afro going up, the eraser head afro with the braids, and then the side is faded. It's like there's always something, but it's kind of, it's a mix between some new shit that we introducing and some old shit that was always going on.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell your pops, I'm sure you'd be like, yeah, now today niggas is wearing, you know, skinny ass pants, red shit. He'd be like, man, they was doing that in the 70s.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
just in a different way. Like, something, it's always an adopted style. Like, so I feel like while that was the time it actually took the turn, it still was like going along the same way that it used to be. So I think eventually it's going to get back to being about lyrics and whatever, but it's not going to happen the way we think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen the way it was in the 90s or the 2000s. It's going to be in a different way. Like, maybe everybody is harmonizing like Drake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe everybody, because
that's what's going right now. That's what's going on now. But at least give me lyrics. Like, at least give me some shit that's dope.
But
while
you know
you're doing
though?
It.
I was like, I'd be looking through comments because I try to understand like what it is about these artists. And I also think it's just the listeners. We have different ears. Like, I'll be seeing people that are like, oh, you guys don't get it. It's art. And it's just like, no, this nigga is slurring on a fucking record, not rhyming about shit and sounds horrible. And niggas is fucking with it. I think it's just us.
You know what I mean? We all getting older now. These younger dudes. Me and JP was actually speaking about it. If you talk to a nigga like, if you talk to my brother, nah, because he fucked with Jay-Z too. But all right, think of like older niggas that probably came up on Rakim, KRS-One, and all that shit.
Talking older,
yeah,
older,
yeah.
Older.
They were, the way we praise, like, I love Hov, y'all niggas love M, so right, on right. and so forth. Oh, yeah, I mean, y'all fuck with Hov too, of course. Right,
but they feel like
they're gonna,
Rakim,
they're gonna be like, yo, these niggas is talking about Versace right, and all right, this. Right. We want to hear that shit. Rakim was doing it. And now we are doing the same shit to these young dudes. It's like, yo, y'all niggas is fucking with Uzi Vert. Like, yo, you don't hear this shit that Cam used to spit, how Banks used to be going off, Hov was killing shit, Big, so on and so forth. So now we just, I don't know, man. We just kind of either like phasing out or
and maybe I'm alright with that, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm alright with it. I've come to terms with it. You know what the problem is with me, to be honest with you? I'm a hip-hop fan. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan first. No, the problem with me, and I'm saying the same as you, is... the fuck are y'all laughing at now?
This guy, no, man. We can't do it.
Trying
we
to have a regular-ass conversation.
Nah, go ahead. No,
y'all niggas
they don't need to know.
They don't need to know what the fuck just happened.
Oh, y'all are cute. Y'all are cute. Anyway.
Don't do this.
Anyway, the thing that really burns my soul is I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to be listening to music as a fan and just be like, ah, damn, I like listening to this, but fuck it, this is cool too. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. As a fan, it's easy. But as an artist, it's like, yo, I don't want to make music like that. Yeah. So how do I fit in now? You know, where do I stand? Like, I'm used to making this kind of music. I'm used to listening to this kind of music. Cool, I like hearing this new shit. But now, is that what I got to do to fit in? Like, yeah. You know, it makes it harder for me to try to make my mark.
You know what else? As an artist, you got to be like, all right, I know I'm putting so much into my music. And, you know, these niggas is just like, right, they on half a pill and just going to the fucking booth, wild out, say whatever, and that shit is doing numbers.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, man. All right. Keep it moving. All right. So I have a question for both of y'all.
What's up?
Why is M number one on y'all list?
I'll let you take it. I've had this discussion too many times. I just feel like nobody has... This is all I'm going to say, right? Okay. This is all I'm going to say. Right. I just feel like nobody has displayed or has the lyrical and... the just the talent. Mm-hmm. The lyrical talent and originality of Eminem. That's what I think. I think there's nobody that has displayed that type of artistry.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
That's it.
Wordplay.
I'm gonna be dead honest with you too. If you sit here and say, yo, who makes the better music you can bounce to? I'm gonna say Jay. I'm not gonna say M. I'm not gonna be like, yo, I want to go to the club and hear M. I don't want to go to the club and hear Kim. But it's just I don't think anybody just lyrically and in terms of artistry is on M's level.
Oh, I can't. I'm not gonna argue that with y'all.
I just don't.
We know what M can do.
Yeah, I just don't know.
You heard Renegade, you know. It.
Yeah, I just I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if we could hear another stand from anybody. You know what I mean? I don't know if we, like the way I am. Hi, my name is. It's like the original. Because you got to also think about the time that those kind of joints came out. Mm-hmm. You have artists today that are trying to kind of take that lane, and I don't want to just. I don't want to discredit any of them, but you got like your Hobsons, your Tech Nines, even though Tech Nine is an OG. Who else?
One nigga. Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
But there's
Lucas something.
Joyner Lucas. What, is he like trying to be like him? No,
he did a song that's I think it was called like Happy Birthday or whatever. Uh-huh. And he actually said, he's like, I made this. Listening to Mad Eminem.
Right.
And if you listen to the record, I kind of see it.
Right, right. It's like, just the originality too, like in the thought process behind like the story behind the projects that he puts together. Like the shit, you listen to it and it's like, yo, I feel this motherfucker. Like I feel his pain. I feel like you have no choice but to sit there and be like, yo, this shit is real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this shit is real. And he took all of his feelings and emotions. And he, like, created art from it without having to really... He exaggerates a lot.
Of course.
But without having to really fabricate his life. You know what I mean? Like, every, I'm not gonna say everybody else, but the shit that's popular is getting money, having dope cars, wearing fly chains, bagging bitches. He's talking about killing his mom, killing his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga did what the complete opposite.
You know, like, with the complete opposite and still dominated in terms of artistry and lyricism. So, and on top of that, he was the odd man out. You know what I mean? So, just, I just can't see anybody else fitting in those categories. And I haven't seen anybody else fit in those categories. That's the only thing I'll say. I'm not going to say that, you know, he has, you know, 11 classic albums, or he makes you know, Hard Knock Lives, or
we don't have to bring Jay in it.
You know, what I'm saying is I know that question sometimes will come from that space. It'll come from, why do you think he's better than Jay? Or why do you think, because when you say, why do you think he's number one, you're essentially asking, why do you think he's better than Nas? Why do you think he's better than Jay or Biggie? It's not like a comparison, but it's also like, what makes him deserve that number one spot?
Because I'm so saying you that almost for y'all.
Yeah, that's for me. That's for me. That's for me personally.
Jay hit it right on the...
The only thing.
Pretty much, all right.
I wanted you to talk. I do this all the time. I always say this.
I don't know what else to say.
Not said shit.
So, you really shouldn't.
All right. So what is it that y'all? I won't even say y'all. I'm just go to JP. What is it that you heard this nigga and you were just like, you know, he's the best to ever do it.
He probably became my favorite. I think it was the Eminem show. It was the Eminem show.
I think because
I bought his first. I had his first album.
Slim Shady LP.
The Slim Shady LP. Then the second one, the Marshall Mathers LP.
For me,
and once like I was getting older and really understanding the lyrics and Say Goodbye Hollywood, Soldier, Haley song.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, like,
yo, and that's what happens, I'm not gonna lie.
Till I collapse.
Yeah. When you get older,
don't give me that look.
Renegade.
When you get older, you start to understand more. You start to relate a little bit more. And that's another thing. I don't necessarily relate to
him. I was about to say, because how can y'all relate to him?
I don't relate to him. It's the emotion behind where his songs are coming from. I don't relate to wanting to kill my mom. You know what I mean? I don't relate to wanting to kill. And you know what? He actually never really had songs about wanting to kill his mom. It was Kim. But
yeah, I was saying, Kim, nigga, he... Yeah, I mean, the whole story.
I don't know.
He insinuated.
Kill you on the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, the second joint. Yeah, he insinuated. But I don't know. Not as much as he insinuated killing him. But anyway, regardless, I never had those feelings. But I've had feelings of just being so mad you wanted to do some shit like that. You know what I mean? He just takes it there and literally paints it out in a song.
Oh, yeah.
And I think also though, as an artist, as somebody who writes and who makes music, sometimes you want to do that shit. Yeah. Sometimes you're so emotional, whether it be a negative emotion or a positive emotion, you want to paint that picture through song. And I think M is just the best at doing that shit. He's the best at taking whatever emotions he's feeling. I'm not afraid. Motherfuckers, some people don't really like that M. But he was going through a crossroads in his life. It was like, not even a crossroads. What's the word when you kind of like have a... Like when you like have a
revelation.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was a point in his life where it was like, yo, I'm a grown ass man. I got to change my ways, you know, and I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not afraid to say, you know what? The old Slim Shady, the old me, I got to be grown. I got to be Marshall Mathers. You know what I mean? I got to take care of mine. I got to do right by my kids, everybody I'm taking care of, everybody that's counting on me. And, you know, things are changing. Shit is different. And I'm ready to mature. I feel like he did that and he came out on that recovery album. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like it was a classic because...
Recovery was a classic.
But that's why I feel that way though. Because he was taking the emotions that he had at that time and he manifested it into a project. He did the same thing with the Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP, and Eminem Show. Now, for me, I feel like Eminem Show was his greatest work, but it's because of the things he was going through at that time and how he was able to manifest it and produce that project. I feel like most other artists, they're looking for what's going to pop. They're looking for what's going to break out and make them that money. And
so
make
him being
them...
as popular as he is, he really did the opposite.
Exactly.
Like, you don't see that.
And that's just not going to see that.
He appealed to pretty much everybody who was hip-hop fans. But M also had the ability to cross over to grab the white fans as well.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't listen to a Biggie or would listen to a Nas.
Absolutely, but I just feel like that's also not his fault. And
no, I'm not saying it's his fault.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I also don't think it's just him being white, because Eminem rapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was never really a. It is a white or black thing because it's it is what it is. Hip hop is a black genre. Yeah. It's a black culture. But the fact that he's white, I don't think it made as much a difference as people want it to be, because at the end of the day, he was rapping. He wasn't trying to sound like a white boy. He wasn't trying to sound like, he just was what he was. He
killed everybody.
But he was spitting, though. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And he was...
I'm going to get into it. I'll let you have your moment.
No, JP's sitting there smiling and looking.
I'm the one talking.
Jay's putting it in great.
One talking, and I'm not going to talk no more. I want JP to talk. This is why we brought you
here. Because listen, here's the thing. I don't argue with y'all. Now, if y'all say top five lyricists... I'm putting M number one. But my overall, there you go again. My overall, I put M fourth. But now here's my reasoning before y'all go off. My thing is,
Jay, Nas, and Big.
Jay, Nas, Big, then M.
I'm not upset with that.
And you know what? That's stereotypical New York nigga shit. But my thing is with M, a lot of those artists I named before M, I can relate to more.
Understandable.
You know what I mean? Like, I have all of M's albums on my phone.
Yeah,
understandable. I can listen to them. But now my thing is, there's songs on M's album that I'm just like, all right, this is too much. Skip. Drug ballad shit. Like, I don't know about that shit. So on and so. There's songs that I'm just like, all right, I can't fuck with this.
Understandable.
But, I don't take away the fact that this nigga could rap and he could out-rap. Every nigga did this shit on Biggie's...
The Dead Wrong.
Mm-hmm. The Dead Wrong mm-hmm. shit. Blew him out the fucking water.
Here's my only... I just want to hit a point that I don't want to lose. Here's my only devil's advocate argument with that, right? You can relate to all these other artists. Cool. There's a lot of people out there that can relate to Future, The Weeknd, on this drug shit. Like, especially today's day and age. But you can't sit there... Like, they may be like, oh, I love Future. I can relate to him. But will they sit there and be like, oh, Future is better than Drake. Or Future is better than... You know what I mean? Like, but because you can relate to an artist... Does that mean that they're, more talented than another?
No, it's not even a more talent thing.
So for me, I just feel like Eminem is number one and more talented than
anybody. No, and that's fine. And like I said, lyricist, and no question.
Like, I give Jay, like, his consistency. Like,
no question. Yeah. No question about it. But like I said, my thing is, I can listen to Jay-Z every fucking day. Mm-hmm. I get in the car, boom, I'm going to listen to this today. Mm-hmm. I can't do that with M. I have to be in certain moods for M.
You're not
if I'm
the only
angry,
one.
I'll listen.
You're not the only one. I can listen to M every day, but you're not the only one.
I actually do listen to M every day.
Yeah, because my thing is M puts me in a certain place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, I have a weird thing that I do whenever I start recording. I listen to a bunch of artists, and M is there. Right. When I listen to M, I'm listening to M just for his lyrics.
Right.
I'm listening to the, what's the shit on the first album? Kill You Is Tough.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be just like me. What's the name of that shit? Don't you want to be just like
role
me?
Model.
Role model, yeah.
Oh, that's tough. Like my I said, name those are songs that, like, even My Name Is, I thought it was cool at the time, but I can't go back and listen to My Name Is today.
Oh, you're wildin'.
I can't. I appreciate it, but I just like, all right, this was good at that moment.
That actually gave me goosebumps when I listened to it.
To me. But I get the song. The
production of that shit.
Yeah, nah, the sample's dope. But now...
I wasn't even a sample.
No, nah, I was. I know the sample.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a
sample. I do the producing shit, so I'll be knowing. But what you call it? Now with Jay, I don't relate to everything with Jay. Mm-hmm. I don't relate to everything with Nas. I don't relate to everything with Big. I never sold drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wasn't out there. But I grew up in an area where I was looking at niggas like, all right, I know these niggas are selling drugs. These niggas is dressing fly. Mm-hmm. These niggas got these cars. I will go around your shorty, his $5, go get you something inside. So I've seen all this shit. So I can see these niggas like, I get it. And I remember Reasonable Doubt dropped. My brother had it in his car. And I remember being on a block and every fucking car was playing Reasonable Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, this nigga's on to something. And I ended up like, I could fuck with this. People say, Jay doesn't get deep or personal. He got regrets. You must love me. Meet the parents. Shit like that. And he gives you a lot. Never Change. Where he gives you his personal life as well. You know what I mean? He does a lot of the Versace.
To that extent.
Not to the same extent.
Nah.
No, but M can make a whole album doing that shit.
M throws you, I mean, J throws you shit here and there. You can't tell me regrets isn't fire. You can't tell me You Must Love Me isn't fire. That nigga's telling you stories, shit that he actually went through. Now, M's telling you shit that he actually went through, but M is also making a lot of shit up in the process. Like, he didn't really kill Kim. Kim is alive and well. He didn't slap his moms up or kill his moms.
I don't know.
Oh, he might have slapped. He might have slapped his mother. But I'm just saying, like, a lot. Like, I listen to M, and I appreciate it because as an artist, he's just like, all right, he had to be. Where was he when he made this song? And like, how difficult it must have been to put this shit together. I get that. Like I said, Jay, I just listened to his shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga really went through this shit. Or if he didn't, you know, niggas who went through this shit.
Yeah.
So that's why I put these niggas before him. But lyricists. I'll give you M. Sure, he got Jay on Renegades and all that shit. I don't really look for Jay to be M. Like I said, you can walk in a club, and again, Breon brought this up. There's also a talent to make something that bumps all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
you could go to a club, and they could just put a Jay-Z set on for an hour, and you won't be mad. You'll know every fucking song.
I just don't think that's Eminem's lane.
I know it's not, but then that's why I'm saying, that's why I put him fourth. Because then after all that, I'm just like, all right, but then you got M. I know what this nigga could do. I'm not saying that I listen to Eminem
album. So does it have to be a lane for you to be in the top three? That has to be a lane to make shit bump?
No, but it's not even about making a bump. It's niggas I can relate to and niggas I can listen to and really get.
So it's relatability.
Yeah, but you can also say there's also, you could say there's also people that feel emotion too in M's music.
Yeah.
Like you don't relate to M,
but then that's a different thing. When you hear him
and he's still talking some shit, you still get goosebumps.
I can listen to him, I'm like, damn, he really means that. I've never been through the shit that he went through, so all right, whatever. I've never seen the shit that he went through, but I get it.
So you've never been in a time where you just feel like you're just tired of every... I don't even know what scenario to put you in, but you never listen to The Way I Am and be like, yo, I feel this nigga.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I
no. Really,
not like I, no. Not like he means it, but like, yo, I,
no, I
dead
do
ass
get it.
Feel...
I
you know what
ass,
I mean?
I dead ass get it. That's why I say I do relate to some of the things, but there's other things that you hear M... He's talking wild shit, and I'm just like, I don't get it. I never did shrooms. I don't, like...
All right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's things like that, and I'm
there's
not taking
mad
that away
people
from
that probably did,
oh, I'm, and that's, you what, know what I mean? That's why niggas fuck
like,
with him.
That's why niggas fuck with Future, though, exactly. And it's to the same level. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's the only reason why I put him there, and that's why I put these niggas before them. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I mean, they all own... not all of them.
So, it's the relatability.
It's relatability.
Okay.
So...
I have no rebuttal, only because the more I speak, the more JP is like, yeah, he's right. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, no. Facts. So all right, let's get into the next thing then. Jay versus Nas.
Oh. Yo, this one I'm sitting back.
Jay versus Nas.
This one I'm sitting back. I think Ether was better than Takeover, but I'm not gonna explain why. Because I don't want JP to be like,
oh, no, you chime in later.
You go ahead.
No, why is Ether better than Takeover?
No, you go ahead.
Listen. First of all, you know what? Fuck Ether versus Takeover. H to the Izzo, M to the Izzo.
Big records were Ether versus Takeover. Okay. Stop trying to make this some other shit. Come on, no.
But wait a minute.
It was Ether versus Takeover.
Wait, because whenever I bring that up,
Not Saya, you can't say that. You can't say that. You know why?
He always does it, though.
No, he doesn't. You can't say that.
He doesn't?
No. It's Ether versus Takeover. It's not Jay versus Nas. Mm. Because he just named his top five and he said Hov second.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not.
So
we're talking about Jay versus Nas. I'm not talking about your top five.
No, you're talking Ether versus Takeover. That's the conversation.
But when I said, all right, let's talk about this, did I say Ether versus Takeover?
It has to be.
Jay-Z versus Nas.
It can't be Jay-Z versus Nas because he takes Jay-Z over Nas.
So we're not going
to have Jay ahead of Nas.
Okay.
For me, so
we're not going to talk about Super Ugly. We're not going to talk about The Realest Nigga Alive.
The records were Ether versus Takeover.
Exactly. Just Ether versus Takeover. That's what we
talking about. The Realest Nigga Alive doesn't matter then?
It's Ether versus Takeover. That's always
been. But they're still talking about each other.
Oh my God!
They're still talking about each other. But okay, if we just want to do Ether versus Takeover,
I thought that's what it's always been.
We always talked about the whole battle.
Yes, they threw subs and they were talking about each other. The records that went head to head was Ether versus.
Because I wanted to talk about Super Ugly and understand why niggas say it's whack.
It's not that it was whack. It wasn't better than Ether. Super Ugly
or
was,
Takeover.
Yeah.
But that was still better than H to the Izzo, M to the Izzo.
No.
It was.
Records were Ether versus Takeover.
Okay, but I'm... So we agree that Super Ugly wasn't whack.
I don't think it was whack, but it wasn't.
Super ugly, and they only think about the part of super ugly, and they forget that Jay was snapping all through. Got yourself a gun.
I think you're overrating super ugly. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was better. My fault, Jay. Real quick.
Super ugly was better than crazy.
I'm not saying it's better than Ether, but there's a lot of niggas who say super ugly was whack. He went too far. He was talking about his baby mom, but it was cool when Pop said, "I fucked your bitch."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I say this shit is corny. But Ether versus Takeover.
I think that's what the argument was. I feel like
it's always been about the whole entire battle, because when I bring it up, this nigga brings up Blueprint 3. He brings this shit up.
No, I do that when you bring up M's albums. And you try to play M. I don't do that with Nas.
The crazy shit, I never be trying to play M. I'm just
You be trying to play M. You be like, go do shrooms.
Don't slap your mother.
Go slap your mother. Don't lie now. Come on.
I do that just to fuck with y'all, because you do the same shit with me.
Listen, man, you Hollywood.
Hey, you gotta do shit with his wife, okay? Whatever.
Not that wack shit.
Uh-huh. So Ether versus Takeover.
Ether was the better salsa, my nigga. My salsa.
No.
My salsa, salsa, salsa.
Listen, Kasaya's thing is what? Takeover was facts, right?
It was.
It doesn't matter. They in a rap battle, okay? You act, every rapper doesn't tell the truth, my nigga. Whether you think Nas wasn't telling the truth or not, Nas put words together. Mm-hmm. The beat was better. His lyrics were better. Yes, he did. Yes, it was.
The beat was not better.
I do think the Ether beat was better.
Okay.
Everything about Ether was better.
I'm just going to chime in here and there.
The jokes
were
better.
That's all it was jokes.
Even if you think it was jokes, the jokes were better.
Died of AIDS. That was the end of his chapter.
Nigga, that was fire. That was fire.
That's fire. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Nigga, all he had was... So you guys are cool with sitting there, dick sucking lips, look like a camel, all that shit. That shit is cool to say. This shit is just jokes.
I think the way he said it was fire.
Do you realize, Jay, all whole fans say the same shit? I feel like it was a meeting and these niggas were like, listen, we're going to be like, hey, Hove said facts, Nas was lying, everybody going about your day now. And all the whole fans walked out the room like...
I post both those songs up on my Snap not too long ago. Big Durham hit me up. He was like, yo, I always agreed. All it was just jokes versus facts.
That's fine.
That's a lot of niggas that say it's jokes versus facts.
Yeah, that's Jay fans.
No, that's Jay fans. And you
that's
only
hip-hop
no,
fans.
And you only want to do it with that battle. There's other battles. Pac was saying jokes. Why nobody say nothing about that? M says jokes when he was dissing
all
niggas.
The time.
They wasn't saying nothing about that. But the minute Hov take a L, he was joking too much. It wasn't facts.
M always did that. He wasn't doing that.
Look
M
at Bully
always
nailing
did
the
that.
Coffin.
Nailing the coffin. All that shit. That nigga was going for his neck.
No, but he always made jokes about niggas went.
The shit on Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
OD.
Jokes.
All right, so y'all niggas like jokes over facts then, all right? That's what it is.
If it's better than this, if that song is better than the song with facts, yeah.
I go by the music.
I think so.
I go by the music. Ether was a better record than
Takeover. So you guys like jokes over facts. Cool. That's all it is.
I don't think everything Nas was saying wasn't facts, though. Nas was saying some facts in his shit.
He was
shit.
Getting chased.
Jay was saying the same shit.
That might have been facts. We don't know.
I just don't think Jay delivered the shit better.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be
and
saying
not only
shit.
That, how you know what Hov was saying was facts, too? Come on.
Look when nigga, it's proven. Nas is calling himself Escobar, right?
Uh-huh.
Jay already told him, like, nigga, you never sold a thing in your life. How are you Escobar?
I don't get
oh, okay, that's just
whack. But I don't
that's
get how that's
I'm really,
so this nigga's portraying a character.
I'm really missing your point.
I don't think
so a nigga could go out and say, so it's cool for Rick Ross to say, oh, I'm Rick Ross because I sold
Okay, but Jay-Z, calls himself Hov. He's not God. Oh!
He's God to
some facts. No,
he's not God to any. Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
So nigga don't say God MC?
Come on.
So y'all, because MC's your favorite rapper.
That's blasphemous.
That's your favorite rapper.
He's not God, though.
The rap God. Aaron said he's a rap God.
He's the rap God. But
he's the rap God.
Jay-Z is Jehovah.
He says Jehovah.
That's God.
He says he's a rap God.
Okay. No, he doesn't say he's a rap God.
Okay.
He doesn't say he's the rap God. He said M is the rap God. There's only one rap God.
Hey.
There's only one.
Hey, Jay, you got plenty of episodes where...
I'm trying to let JP go off.
He's not going to go off.
What? Hey, man, listen.
All right, that's the end of the argument then.
I'm about to put him on Snap.
Jokes versus
facts. That's tight. I was waiting for this.
So he is mad.
No, I'm happy.
I'm not mad.
So why
I'm
you never mad. Go by anyone else's jokes? Eminem never cracked jokes? Tupac no, didn't crack jokes?
M cracked jokes.
Faith Evans said time. Pac ain't smash. Well, that had to be a joke. That's a lie right there. Nah. So Pac lost?
But he wasn't sitting there saying, big, you ugly. You got dick sucking.
No,
lips.
Your cat. No, you're trying to put. That's you, all. You put Nas's diss record in a category.
Just, you can say niggas say it's just jokes. There's like, oh, this nigga's playing the dozens throughout the whole album. I mean, the whole song. That's what it was. Nigga was just saying jokes.
You think Nas? You think Nas had one album every 10 year average?
Yes.
What?
So do you?
Illmatic.
Illmatic. And it was written. Stop. Don't go over. It was written. Was a classic. It was written.
It was written.
I got a quick.
Okay. That's two albums from 94 and 96.
I got a quick question.
Was dope too.
I got a quick question. Just a quick question, right?
Godson was yeah. dope.
He speaking.
No, I got no. Godson I just got a dope. Real quick. Godson question.
Was dope. Street Disciples was dope too.
Street Disciples. I didn't like that one. Godson was dope.
I got a quick.
Godson
question.
Godson wasn't dope.
Just to
this
nigga said that.
This nigga's no,
his mouth. This nigga's pouting right now.
No, it wasn't dope,
no,
nigga.
No, listen,
Kingdom
I just
come.
Have I just have a quick cool. devil's advocate question.
That was cool.
I just have a quick devil's advocate cool. question. Do you think Curtis was a dope diss record?
Yeah. For what is Curtis wasn't a dope.
Okay, record. Okay, but Cam wasn't joking on 50 the whole time.
But am
though?
I sitting there trying to put it?
He looked like a gorilla with rabbit teeth.
But come am I trying to sit here and compare it to this, like
but
that goes what I'm saying though. You're category, seem like Ether was whack because
now
it was jokes.
Now listen to 50 shit.
But
50 wasn't joking on his shit. 50
he was joking on Cam too on some records. He was joking. 50 is a funny nigga. He was joking on Cam too on some records. But here's my thing: you're discrediting Ether because it was jokes, but you're not discrediting Curtis because it was jokes. I don't.
That's what I was trying to say. You're trying
when
to
you
put
say
hip hop
battles, I don't even think about them niggas.
You don't think about Cam and 50.
That shit was cool, but it's not compared to Jada and Beans.
Okay, but
was Jada and Beans was sitting there cracking jokes with each other? Them niggas was going for each other's necks.
Okay, they were both doing that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 and Cam was both joking.
Okay, so that's why I just said I don't even mention that was a cool beef, but I don't sit there putting it as a top beef.
Okay, well
that shit was cool. It was one song. 50
it was
throw
more than
a
one
few,
song.
50 would throw a few jokes here and there.
Okay.
Cam wasn't really concerned about that nigga.
I mean,
and you think 50 was concerned with Cam?
50, no, that's why he would throw a 50, line here and there.
50, hold on. 50,
and say for doobity doobity at the end of a song
on,
or whatever.
Elephant in the sand, piggy bank. Okay, but
job.
Listen, piggy bank. Listen, 50 is a nigga that clowns all the time too. Nobody don't say 50 was never eating niggas. Nobody says piggy bank is whack. That's just my whole thing.
Or look at the whole Pimpin' Curly shit.
That was stupid, but
some people.
But
that shit went nowhere either.
I'm not gonna bring up the
that
Pimp
one's
and
debatable.
Curly.
Him
I'm
and
not gonna bring
Ross,
up the Pimp
know.
And Curly, but I'm. But the piggy bank shit, the elephant in the sand shit. I feel like 50 is a nigga that jokes like jokes on niggas all the time, and niggas never said, "Oh, that shit was whack" because it was all jokes. That's the only thing.
But here's the thing: I'm
that's
not
the
saying
only thing
either
I'm saying.
Is whack.
That's the only.
Y'all sitting here saying I'm saying either is whack.
You're making it seem that way.
No, I'm saying that Takeover is better. That's it.
No, you're making it seem that way because you're saying jokes over facts. That's not what we're saying. Yeah. We're saying better song over better song, and you're saying
now,
jokes over facts, which means you're insinuating that it was whack because it was jokes.
Okay.
And Takeover
and
was better because it was
same
facts.
Time. Takeover, Nas got a verse. He was still going at Prodigy. He was still going at Jail Felony, and he was taking shots at other niggas along the way.
Okay. Piggy Bank 50 was taking shots at.
Why are we going back to Piggy Bank?
Just
I'm just talking
you,
about
I'm
Ether
just,
and Takeover.
No, but I'm giving you an example.
The
I'm
same
putting
example.
You, I'm putting you. I'm putting your song, your example, in a perspective with another example, and trying to see if it means the same for both. Because if it's not consistent with both examples, then it's hypocritical.
Okay. So Jada ain't getting 50's ass.
What I'm about a dollar? What the fuck is 50 Cent?
No, Jada.
Oh, Jada. Mm. Yeah, he did.
Jada
he did.
Wasn't joking on his shit.
But Piggy Bank was a better. But Piggy Bank was a better record,
that's
though.
Debatable.
It's debatable. I just think Piggy Bank was a better record. I feel like Jada was killing him, but Piggy Bank is just the better record. Like you can't. I don't understand. Like for me, I love Jada.
Mm-hmm.
He's you know top 10. He could be switched 6, 7, 5, even if I on a good day. But I don't think people are gonna, especially from a popularity standpoint. I don't think people are gonna remember Jada's shit over piggyback. The shit had a video. The shit.
I don't know. New York niggas might.
New York niggas might. Fifty is a New York nigga too.
That's not even Jada's beat, but niggas be like, nah, that's Jada's beat.
Nah, but that, but I don't know. I just think 50 capitalized on it very well with piggyback. Right. And the shit was dope. I think Jada killed him. Yeah, but
Jada's a better lyricist. So I mean,
he did.
Yeah, Jada's definitely a better lyricist. Is Nas a better lyricist than Jay-Z?
Yes, yes.
Cool.
Whoa.
Cool.
We finally got an honest answer.
Nah, here's the thing. I never said Jay was the best lyricist. Since y'all saying talk about makes good music, Jay makes great music.
He does. Absolutely.
Makes great albums. Fucked up a few, but yeah. Yeah. I say he makes great albums. He went, this nigga broke his neck. He said, oh, really? Okay, life is a beach chair. To,
I actually like that record.
It is kind of dope.
Yeah, yeah.
It is kind of dope. All right, man, I'm fucking done. It's hot in here.
It is OD hot. We got to get ready to go out.
Yeah, we out tonight.
My blood pressure's up. It wasn't supposed to be on my blood pressure that was up, by the way.
Where are we going?
I guess, I don't know. We'll decide when we...
SMD, both of you.
Anyway,
finally got an M fan here. We gonna go out tonight and be like, excuse me, sir. He gonna be like, fuck out of here.
What's Breon doing next week? Matter of fact, let me get Breon and
he gonna call all the whole fans back.
And Logo in the background. And we'll just have a great episode.
I honestly...
What y'all doing? Let me know.
All things considered, I think this was a dope episode.
It was.
Anyway, I'm at JOmegaSO on every social media network.
At Saya SO, Snapchat is Saya _SO, JP.
And my Snapchat is OChange. I said it earlier.
Like the blood clot Facebook.
And we'll see y'all when Saya is back from Jamaica. All right.
Jackson Graham Benjamin is what you looking for. Shake some more, take it off. Go ahead and split it for. I'm talking car notes, months rent, maybe tuition. Baby girl, go ahead, bend it over if you with it. I don't pop Molly, I rock Ralph Lauren. According, champagne pouring, and you not affording. Okay, nah, I ain't time for them. I'm trying to hit it in the morning. Coco low, so sipping, money folding, money blowing. Go ahead, we living for the moment. Act like you want it. Makes sense, don't it? Nah, I ain't T-painted, but his head, he got me zoning. Shorty got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Keep it moving, I'm throwing it up. Show that rack, fold these racks, blow it back, I'll be right back. One cheek, both cheeks, twerk it, just like that.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead, take that off slow. S-O, we get it stacking, S-O. And we got money to blow. We toss and pray like we really don't care. Haters don't want piles, but we can take it there. They see you stunting, and I know that ain't fair. Shorty, you, you, and you, right there. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air. Air, 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 air. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air. Air, air, air.
Woke up and there's options. That 550 I'm copping. Got knots in it in my pocket. And I know these haters be watching. I know these bitches be twatching. I give them something to hate on. I be getting my cake on. You be getting your Drake on. Saving hoes with your cape on. No Trey songs, no love songs. I give her something, I skate on. Real nigga, I don't need to play on. We be up in here, he up in here. Got some G's up in here. That nigga front way, he not bout. He D-I-E up in here. Throwing racks in the air with a motherfucker with a seat in the air. I'ma creep up in here, trying to peep up the rear. Her man act like a three musketeer. We gon' pump, pump, pump and bleed up in here. Toss bread, but I don't need a bird's attention. Cause can't no hoe lock me down, I ain't getting sentenced. My wardrobe be a pension, no gym, but I be flexing. Had the 5, cop the 6, I call that shit progression. It's big bank, take lil bank, nigga, what we betting?
We toss the bread. like we really don't care. Haters don't want problems, but we can take it there. To see you stunting, and I know that ain't fair. Shorty, you, and you, right there. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air. I'm going one step, two step, three step, four, one step, two step, three step, four. Boy, when that money hits the floor, pick it up. I'm going one step, two step, three step, four. One step, two step, three step, four. Boy, when that money hits the floor, pick it up. We tossing bread like we really don't care. Haters don't want problems, but we can take it there. They see you stuntin' and I know that ain't fair. Shorty, you, and you, right there. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air. Go ahead and keep it moving up all this money in the air.